Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My loves, welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to all the OG listeners out there, hey girl, hey, hey boy, hey, what's poppin', what's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. My loves, happy Tuesday as you guys are listening to this, and happy Monday as I am in the present moment experiencing it. So it is currently Monday, August 22nd. I had to look at my computer to like figure out what the date was, because when I tell you, y'all know I never know what's going on. Yesterday, it was Sunday, obviously, and I did not for the life of me know what day it was. Like, I didn't feel like it was any particular day. It just felt like, what even are days? Like, what even is a Sunday? What even is a time? Like, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. But it is so gloomy here in Dallas. Like, y'all know I talk about how it literally like never seems to rain here. Or at least like this summer, we didn't really have a lot of rain. But yesterday and today, we've had like a record amount of rainfall in the month of August alone, just from like the past 2 days. Like, well, not the past 2 days, but yesterday and today. So the current 2 days. But it is literally like damn near pitch black outside. It's so gloomy. It's so rainy. So I had to pull out all my studio lights today. If you're watching on YouTube, hopefully I'm nice and lit up. I put on a blonde wig for y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing the very radiant vibes to you. Very fitting, considering this episode is going to be called, I think I'm going to call it Radiant or Radiate, something like that, okay? Something to really help solidify the beautiful sunshine vibes of today's episode. So my loves, let's go ahead and just like catch up before I dive into today's episode. We're talking about five different ways that you can feel more confident in your day-to-day life. So I want to catch y'all up on a few things. So the other day, my friend Carmen and I, Carmen, if you're listening, hey girl, hey. So Carmen and I were catching up. I love our chats. Like, y'all know the friends that you have, which for me, I feel like this is pretty much all of my friends. But whenever we have like a really nice, long, deep chat, I feel like I always end up coming to like different conclusions. Ooh, not my phone. Hold on. Gotta put my phone on D&D, girl. Can't be interrupting the episode. Why don't I never do that before I start recording? Anyways, so I feel like whenever I have these chats with my friends, like I just end up coming to like a different perspective or seeing things in a different way or coming to different conclusions about my life, having these beautiful epiphanies. So we were having one of our catch-ups and we were just talking about life, love, just like all of the things. And one of the things that came up was me talking about my dating journey, because we were kind of catching up on that. And so I've been off the app. So we were talking about how I've just been like focusing on work, focusing on myself. Like, y'all, you know, if you follow me on social media, you see I be going on my little solo dates, you know what I'm saying? Like, I literally went out the other day to this sushi restaurant. Amazing. When I tell you, the lobster and shrimp shumai, baby, I'm going back just for that, period. But like, I've just been doing a bunch of like stuff, focusing on myself, whatever. One of the things that I mentioned in a TikTok that Carmen and I were talking about was this idea of putting yourself in the places where the person that you want to attract would be in, but not just thinking about it from that perspective, but thinking about it from the perspective of, okay, where do I want to, like, what spaces would I enjoy that other person, the person I'm trying to call in, would also enjoy? And one of the places that y'all know brings me a lot of joy is the gym. Like, I love working out. Like, it brings me so much joy, because there's something that like I feel so happy about when I'm at the gym, when I'm moving my body, when I get a good workout in. Like, I love that. Now, granted, my diet's not the best, but girl, what about me? I'm gonna be at the gym damn near every day, because it just makes me so happy. So when I first moved to Dallas, I was going to LA Fitness. And then when I moved out here to kind of more of the suburbs, I continue to go to LA Fitness because LA Fitness was right down the street. I was already a member. It was super easy to just go to a different one because I had like the multi-club membership, meaning I could go to any LA Fitness in the United States. So that was just sort of how I was operating. I was doing things from a sense of like, okay, I've always been going to this gym. This is the one I'm going to continue going to. Like, you know, it's tried and true. They always say like, why fix what's not broken? Why reinvent the wheel? Y'all know the sayings, like just put them little sayings, sprinkle them in, okay? So long story short, that's what I was used to doing. But lately I've been doing this thing where I am really pushing myself outside of my comfort zone. And that involves whenever I find myself in a routine, instead of like continuing to go straight, I'm like, take a right. Take a left, like switch it up, do something different. So that means everything down to the grocery store that I go to. So if I go to a specific chain, like instead of me going to the same one on the day that I have to go get my groceries, I'll go to like the same chain, but a different location. Or maybe lately I've been going to different coffee shops, or I'll take a different route to wherever I'm going, just things like that. So I've really been focusing on switching things up. So I love to tell y'all that one of my favorite things to do is to create moments where the unexpected is invited. And what better way to do that than to switch up your routine, than to change up what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So one of those things for me was and is the gym. So I'm talking to my friend Carmen, and long story short, we get into the type of man that I'm looking for and the type of places that he frequents. And one of them would be the gym, but it would be a gym that's more of a luxury experience. And so as we kind of continue our conversation and we're talking about, you know, different things, like I've been looking at country clubs that I possibly want to join, things like that. We got on the topic of Equinox. And if you guys aren't familiar with Equinox, it's basically a gym, but it's branded as a luxury gym, you know, down to the equipment that's there, down to the environment that they set, down to the events that they have, the type of members that they have. All of that stuff really creates for a more luxury experience and for, you know, just a different type of person who would want to frequent that gym. And long story short, I ended up literally, y'all know I be on it, Mars and Aries. Like, I don't play no games. When I say I'm gonna do something, like, baby, y'all better watch out because I'm finna do it, okay? So we were talking about it. Literally, I scheduled a tour for the next day. So we talked on, I want to say we had our conversation on a Wednesday. I had my tour on a Thursday. And Friday afternoon, I think it was, I went to a trial bar class at Equinox and I ended up signing up that day. I am so excited because already I feel so happy about it. I feel like it was such a small decision, but also such a big decision. And I'm going to get into this in the episode where we talk about like quantum leaps and time jumping and things like that and parallel realities. I want y'all to understand that sometimes it doesn't take you making this like massive decision of switching up your routine or changing your life for you to jump into a new reality. Sometimes all it takes is deciding that you're going to change this one thing that may seem simple and may seem small to you, but literally is the difference between one reality, one path, one trajectory that you're on and another one where you're getting every single thing that you want. And when I tell you this decision, I already know this was the right decision. I already know I was meant to go there. Literally the day that I walk in there, I meet this woman who, she is amazing. She was the woman who ended up like giving me the tour. We ended up hitting it off. We're literally grabbing lunch on Wednesday, we're grabbing lunch because we hit it off so much. Another thing I'm excited for is that there are member events there. So the gym that I used to go to didn't really have anything like that. Like there weren't events. It was kind of like you went to the gym and you went home, right? It wasn't really personalized. It wasn't really an experience, if you will. But this gym is an experience down to like the littlest details at the actual facility. But one thing I'm so excited about is the fact that they have events, and I feel like these events are going to be a really good way for me to push myself outside of my comfort zone to meet different people, but to also network with the kind of people that like I want to invite into my life. People who are highly motivated, people who are just really excited about life, excited about fitness, but also people who are in a specific space when it comes to their finances and possibly their success. Now, I'm not saying that is the end all be all to life and the end all be all to fulfillment. Like y'all know that's not, you know, my vibe. I'm very well-rounded, I like to think. I know that one of the things that is, you know, a big determinant to your success, your mindset, kind of the things that you call in, is not just who you are as an individual, but also who you spend your time around. So you have to think about it in terms of like who your friends are, who you're spending a lot of collective energy with, who you are surrounding surrounding yourself with, the environments that you're placing yourself in. As much as you want to sit here and like work on your discipline, work on your motivation, you know, journal, script, you know, be self-aware, all those things, which are beautiful things, it's also really important for you to consistently evaluate who you're around and what you're around, because that has a massive impact on every single thing that you're calling into your life. So I know the power of that. And like I said, for me, changing gyms, changing my environment, because I spend so much time at the gym and, you know, I frequent there so often, that really placing myself in a luxury experience for something like my gym and my workouts and the way that I start my morning, because I do morning workouts. Like I get out of bed, I get ready, and the first thing I do, the first place I go once I leave my house every single day is to the gym. And so for me to make sure that that experience is high quality luxury, that I'm being in a specific location and environment with people who are, at least on the outward perspective, living a type of life that I think I may want to live, that is super, super important to me. So I'm really excited about that. I wanted to like pop that in there. Okay, let's go ahead and dive into today's episodes. We are chatting about 5 more ways to be confident in your life. Grab your water, grab your tequila. I would suggest water today. Okay, after all that talk about the gym, I'm going to encourage you guys to hydrate your body. Don't grab the latte. Maybe get the tequila shot later today. But for now, maybe sip on a little H2O. You feel me? Let's go ahead and dive into 5 more ways to be confident in your everyday life. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop. Literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out. Okay, so the first tip I have for you guys is on posture. Now, I feel like this one is a little bit more low-key, a little bit more underrated, because I feel like whenever we talk about confidence, we're so, you know, we're so excited and so, like, motivated to talk about self-awareness, self-esteem, self-worth, self-love, things like that, which I do have a couple of tips that will touch on those because they are very important. However, posture and how you hold yourself, how you hold your head, how you hold your body. Body language is so important when it comes to confidence. Again, we are all energetic beings, right? So a lot of times when you walk into a room, when you walk into a specific environment, a specific space, people are sizing you up before you even say a word. And not only that, but you are internally sizing yourself up. Have you ever noticed that if you walk into a space and you're not really comfortable, you're not feeling confident, you almost start to shrink your body? Like, you don't really want to be seen. You don't really want to take up too much space. You don't really want to be noticed because you don't feel good about yourself, and maybe you don't feel that confident about the environment that you're in. However, if you walk into a place and you are feeling confident, you are feeling good about being there, you walk in with a different type of vibe. Like, you feel me? Like, you stepping right, you looking around, you like, who all here? Like, you looking around like, what's the vibe? You feel me? Like, do y'all deserve to experience me today? Should I even be here? Should I bless y'all with my presence? You feel me? And it's not even a thing about, okay, also, guys, if you see me, if you watch me on the video and you see me, like, brushing this freaking hair away from my face, it's very upsetting, okay? I'm wearing this wig and it's like, you know, I tried to do curtain bangs and it's giving very much hair all in my face, all in my eyes, all in my mouth. So apologies for that. It definitely is like a confidence thing to be able to adjust your posture. So one thing I always like to remind myself and remind others is that whenever you walk into a room, whenever you walk into a space, an environment, you know, whether it be the grocery store, whether it be a gala of some sort, a party, an event, the gym, walk in like God himself sent you there. Walk in like you know you about to bless these folks with your presence. This is not an ego thing, okay? This is not a thing of like, I'm better than you. I am this, I'm that. This is a thing of, you know your worth. You know that you deserve to be wherever you're showing up. You know that you are meant to be there. You know that if you weren't supposed to be there, you wouldn't be there. Walk in like you know that. Remember that. Tell yourself that. A lot of times I personally like will do this thing where I look down when I walk. And a lot of times that has to do with the fact that I wear heels pretty much everywhere. And also I have a tendency to trip over my own feet because I'm either walking so fast or I like just trip over things naturally. I'm like kind of clumsy in that way. So I like will look down, and not from a place of lack of confidence, but more so from a place of I'm trying not to trip over my own feet. But even that in and of itself, like even though it's not coming from a place of lack of confidence, if I'm walking and I'm looking down, that's what it's giving off. People are like, oh, she's not, you know, looking up. She's not looking me in the eye. She's not looking where she's going. It looks like you're not confident. So pick your head up, look straight ahead, and walk like you own the place. Like, walk like you deserve to be there, because you do. When you walk into a room, another thing that I love to do is scan the room. Look around. Who all here? What's the vibe giving? Do a vibe check real quick. See what it's giving. See if you even want to be there. So a lot of times when we do certain things, whether it's going on a date, going into an interview, going into a space where we feel like the other person, the other party, or parties have the upper hand, if you will, like energetically, like maybe, you know, you're walking into a place where You don't really know them. You don't really know the space. It's new to you. We have a tendency to want to give our energy and our power away. And so we walk in and we're timid and we're shy. We don't really make eye contact as much. We're kind of like, you know, we're like shrinking in our own boots, if you will. And you have to not do that. As much as it's, you know, really awkward sometimes, like walk in and like make eye contact with people, it really does help if you just walk in. And if you have to do the whole act it, fake it till you make it thing, like do that. But I really think part of it is just walking in. And I said this in the first episode too, when I talked about confidence, knowing that everyone else in the world has been in a similar place that you are in. Everyone has, you know, had to start school, like had to experience like a first day of school. Everyone's had to experience a first day of work. Everyone's had to experience like going to a new gym. Everyone's had to experience going on a first day, going to a first interview. Anyone who's been successful, who's done something that you want to do, they had to have a step one. They had to have a step one. And so the difference between you right now and them, wherever they are, is the fact that you're experiencing your step one right now, and they may have already experienced it, but that doesn't take away from the fact that you guys are no different. You both had to have a step one. So walk in remembering that. Like I said, scan the room, right? So when I walk in to the gym, I always, you know, make eye contact with the person at the front. I say hello. Sometimes I make a little chit chat, a little, you know, chatty watty. And now I walk in and I'm looking around like, who here? What's the vibe giving? Like, what machine am I going to be on today? Let me see. Is that open? Okay. Is that open? All right. Mm-hmm. Just like, look like you know what you're doing. And honestly, even if it feels like you're faking it at first, your body will kind of take over and it will feel natural and come to you naturally. So yeah, remember the posture though, head held high. I always think of, if you've ever done like ballet or bar or Pilates, especially Pilates, like they would always do this in Pilates. Whenever we're doing like certain movements and stuff like that, they'd be like, sit up straight. I'd be thinking, I'm sitting up straight. She'd be like, straighter. I'd be like, oop. Whoop. So it was like, literally pretend you're like, you got a string all the way through, like going all the way through the midline of your body, and someone has like pulled the string from the top of your head. So like pull it up, sit up straight, stand up straight, eye contact, smile. Mm-hmm. Do a little smirk, a little smize, if you will. And honestly, it just really changes everything. Oh, it's 11:11, you guys. I love that for us. Number two, take yourself on dates and learn to be really comfortable with yourself. Okay, so I literally talk about this. Maybe, do I talk about this all the time? I mean, I don't know, but we talk about it now. So get with it. Okay, take yourself on dates. This is for everybody. This is if you're single. This is if you are in a relationship, if you're married, if you're figuring out what you want to do with dating. I don't care what your situation is. This isn't about your significant other. This isn't about a partnership with another. This is about a partnership with yourself. Take yourself on dates. Take yourself on experiences. Treat yourself in a beautiful, luxurious, amazing way. Court yourself. What this does is this allows you to really remember and see your worth. Going back to the whole self-esteem, self-worth thing, sometimes when it comes to confidence, like we don't show up with that confidence because we don't believe that we are that bitch. Like we're not really feeling like we are, you feel me? But the more that you start to have those experiences with yourself, the more that you start to treat yourself, the more that you start to court yourself, the more that you start to do these things for yourself, you start to be like, I'm really her. I'm really him. Like, what's up? You feel me? And then you move with that energy in the world. I told y'all, I went on this date with myself the other day. I always do like lunch or, you know, just random things like going to like the grocery store. Obviously, you know, the grocery store is like whatever, or Target or the bookstore, things like that. So things that are kind of like low risk, if you will. The thought of going on dinner or going out to dinner by myself was always a little anxiety provoking because at dinner, meanwhile, this is a Friday night too. Y'all know Friday night dinner? Oh, everybody and their mama out. What you mean? Everybody out. They doing their dates. It's, you know, the end of week. People trying to go out for drinks. We trying to celebrate. So like Friday night dinner, oh baby, it's giving traffic. It's giving high capacity. So I literally was like, this is going to be my challenge of the week. So I picked a time purposely that wasn't too late because I was like, I can't do an 8 o'clock dinner. That's too risky. That's too crazy right now. Let me like bring it down a notch. I think I did like, what, 6 o'clock or 5:30, 5, 6, 5 or 6 o'clock, something like that. So anyways, I go out to the restaurant. I get there. Immediately I get there, I'm feeling better because it's not as full as I thought it would be. More people started coming in as I sat down and ate, but by that time I was comfortable. Like, I literally had a beautiful chat with the waitress. I had a great chat with the waitress. We were chatting it up. She was, you know, giving me the recommendations for the rolls and the drinks and things like that. I had brought AirPods that day because I was like, okay, if anything, I could put on a podcast, I could put on a YouTube video, whatever. But I didn't pull out my AirPods once because I was really just trying to allow myself to be in that energy of like enjoying myself, like looking around, enjoying the food, enjoying the atmosphere, just vibing. And when I tell you, my confidence throughout that entire thing went up. It started from the minute I left my house. No, actually started from before that, because one thing I did my hair, I did my makeup, I put on a beautiful black dress, I put on heels, I put on perfume, I wore a cute bag. I was like, we getting dressed up for who? For me, period. I walked out the house. I went there. I drove there. When I tell you I walked up, I'm sure some people said, who's she going on a date with? Myself? Yes, ma'am. And listen, when I tell you, like, I walked in there, I was a little bit nervous. Like, they were like, oh, you want to sit at the bar? Because I think typically when you go to a restaurant by yourself, it can be easier to sit at the bar because a lot of times, like, you'll see more people who are, like, by themselves sitting at the bar. But I was like, I want a table. So I sat at the table. Again, the whole thing was vibes. And the longer the dinner went on, the more comfortable I became, to the point where by the time I was, like, getting close to finishing my meal, the restaurant was packed. There was a couple next to me with, like, a baby. There was a couple on the other side of me. But I didn't feel weird. I didn't feel like, oh, my God, I'm here by myself. It's couples everywhere, whatever, whatever. I was like, should I order me another lobster shumai? Is what I was thinking. I was thinking about my food. What you mean? Like, I was really vibing. That just goes to show, like, I went there, I set the bar for myself. I allowed myself to kind of go in and ease into it. And by the time I was eased into it, I had myself a drink. I was really just courting myself, enjoying my company. My confidence went up and up and up throughout the dinner, to the point where by the time I was leaving and the restaurant was packed, like, I was feeling good. I was so proud of myself. I was so happy. And you know how I felt after that? After that, I felt like, now, if I ever do another dinner alone, which I absolutely will, like, now I know I can do it. It's almost like when you do something hard and when you have that experience the first time, like, you might go into it feeling like really scared, really anxious, really whatever. After you kind of have that first experience and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad, your confidence goes up. Your confidence goes up. You realize, like, I really deserve these things that I'm asking for in life. I really deserve to treat myself in that way. And other ways too, especially if you are single, I think this is even more important because it allows you to recognize the importance of the type of relationship, the type of courtship that you're calling in. If I could go out to dinner, spend like the money I spent on myself for dinner that night, have a beautiful time, beautiful energy, enjoy myself, you think I'm out here trying to have some sort of like man come after me, not even trying to court me properly? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? So the more that you have these experiences with yourself, the more that you raise your own bar and your own standard for how you're treating yourself, the more that you command more confidence in your life, and the more that you raise the standard and the bar for the relationships that you have in your life. Again, romantic, platonic, every type of relationship, because you're like, no, I'm not finna settle for no nonsense, because why would I ever do that when I could bring myself to get sushi and lobster shumai? Absolutely not. So yeah, take yourself on dates and have fun doing it. Okay, so the next one is to hype yourself up. Remember who you are. Lock in on your strengths and don't be afraid to be proud of them. You can be humble while also being proud of yourself. Okay, let's talk about this, because somewhere across the layers of the ethernet and the internet, people have created this discourse, this belief that if you are someone who is proud of your achievements, if you talk about the amazing things that you have done in the world, in your life, if you focus on those things for yourself, that you are bragging, you are not humble, you need to take a step back. First of all, no. There is such a thing as, you know, someone who is bragging, someone who is coming from it from a place of like ego, from a place of attempting to, you know, make others feel bad about where they are, or attempting to just do it in a way that doesn't feel good. As humans, we are energetic beings. So I feel like if someone is wanting to put others down, like we can feel that. We can see that. We know when that's happening. And that's a different thing than what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is hyping yourself up, acknowledging your achievements, being proud of yourself. Don't be afraid to be proud of yourself. Do not be afraid to sit with what you've done and to actually be like, damn, I did that. And I'm really, really happy that I did that. I'm really excited for myself that I did that. If you left a job that you hated, that wasn't serving you, be proud of yourself. You know how many people stay in the job that they hate time and time again? And no, I'm not talking about the people that need to stay in that job for X amount of time because of their finances. Obviously, I understand that's the situation, but if you have a way that you can kind of like fall back on, you know, resources in your life, whether that be like moving back in with your parents, whether that be, you know, finding a different job, moving forward with the side hustle, all these different things. If you have left something, a job, a relationship, a home environment that is not serving you, be proud of yourself, because the amount of courage that that takes to do something like that, can we get into it? If you have ever started something new, even if you didn't continue, even if you decided down the road, this isn't for me, starting something new takes an immense amount of courage. If you've ever shot your shot, y'all, one thing about me, I'm gonna shoot my shot. One thing about me, don't play with your girl, because one thing about me, I'd be like, yo, we all gonna die. I really don't know how much time I got left, like why I'm sitting here waiting for. I be shooting my shot. Sometimes it doesn't work out, okay? But that's okay. That's okay. I'd rather shoot my shot, have it not work out, than to never shoot my shot and be like, yo, like, could this have ever been a thing? The regret of not knowing for me always is like the worst feeling. I'm like, I'd rather know. I'd rather someone turn me down, get rejected, whatever, than me be like, damn, I never shot my shot. Like, I don't know what that could have been. Shooting your shot? The courage that takes, oh my gosh. Like, so much stuff in our life, I feel like it takes so much courage for us to find the motivation, the inspiration to take those steps that we want to take. So like, be proud of those moments. If you've ever won an award for something, if you completed college, anything, like there's so many things that you can be proud of in your life. Even just things like if you woke up today, even that, because sometimes when you are going through and battling depression, and I've been there where everything feels so pointless, everything feels like, what is the point of even waking up, getting out of bed, if this day is going to be kind of like a replica of the other days that I haven't enjoyed, the other days that I feel like life is pointless. If you have battled those feelings and if you have gotten yourself out of bed on those days, I am so proud of you, and you should be proud of you too. So it's about recognizing like those moments where we do things that, you know, to some people may seem simple, to us they may also seem simple, but they are big things, and celebrate those moments. The more that you celebrate those moments, the more that you build that confidence, because you get to see like, damn, I'm really out here doing some stuff. Build that confidence up by being proud of your achievements and knowing that every single thing that you're doing, when you are facing a choice between, you know, staying the same, staying stagnant, and growth, and you choose growth every single time, you need to be proud of that. And that helps you build confidence, because you start to realize and recognize like, damn, I'm really doing some stuff out here. And I love that for you. I really do. We're like breezing through these, you guys. We have like two more left. I feel like I haven't been, was I like just chatty in the beginning? Maybe I was, but anyways. Okay, so number four is one of my favorites. And this one is talk to random people, practice your social skills in low risk situations so that you're prepared for the ones that may make you feel more nervous. This is one of my favorites. And this is another reason why I really do enjoy my time in the South, because I just love chatting it up with random people. And one thing about the folk down here in Dallas, Texas, they're gonna talk back to me. So I truly love that for my soul. Practice talking to people. I think this is like a confidence thing, but it's also just a humanity thing. I think that a lot of times we all get so caught up in our like day-to-day lives, our specific bubbles. Like, we're main characters in our own lives, but we forget that other people are experiencing life too. Like, we forget that the person at the grocery store checking us out may have problems that they're sorting through. They may be having a good day or a bad day, that they have family too. Like, we forget that the person at Starbucks, or that the person at the gym that, you know, maybe racking the weights back up when we go to pick them up, that they are a person too. Like, we just are kind of moving through our lives almost like having interactions with people that we're so used to having interactions with. You know, you'll talk to your friends, you'll talk to your family, you'll talk to the people that you're used to talking to. But when it comes to strangers, like, we just close ourselves off. And I find it kind of weird, because I'm just like, yo, we're all humans. Like, we're all having a human experience. Like, why not why not chat it up? Why not connect with each other a little bit more? Let me give y'all an example, okay? So when I went the first day of the gym to work out, so this was the day after I signed up, or no, was it the, yeah, it was the day after I signed up, I went for the first day to work out. I got on a treadmill, and when I got on the treadmill, I was feeling a little bit nervous because I won't even lie to you. Initially, I had this fear that I was going to be like a sore thumb sticking out. And I had that fear, and I think it was good that I had that fear, because when you are going through a period of growth, when you step into a new level of your life, you might feel out of place. You might feel like everyone around you and everything around you feels bigger or better, quote unquote, right? Or feels more intimidating to you because you are not used to it. But that's a really good feeling to have, because the only way that we can continue to elevate, the only way that we can continue to grow and evolve, is if we're placing ourselves in situations where we feel that discomfort, where there are people that we can learn from, where there are people that are doing better than us in some sense that we can learn from. Like, that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? If you stay around the same people, the same things for all of your life, do you think that's really going to inspire growth? No. You're just gonna stay the same. So when I found myself that first day in the gym and I felt out of place, I recognized that feeling, but I felt good. I said, that means I made the right decision. So I got on the treadmill. I was feeling that nervousness, and there was a woman next to me on a treadmill. A normal situation, I might have gotten on that treadmill. I might have just gotten to my workout, had my earphones in, and just done my own thing. She would have been there. I would have been on, you know, my treadmill, whatever, working out. We would have been two people working out next to each other, not ever having a conversation or connection. But the first thing I did, and this was with instinct too, because I didn't even think about it. And I love when stuff like this happens, because I don't have a chance, my overthinking self, I didn't have a chance to overthink saying anything to her before I waved and I said, hi. I said, hi, good morning. And she looked at me and she said, hi, good morning. And I was like, how are you? And she's like, I'm good, how are you? And then we literally started talking. And I was on the treadmill for like 20 minutes doing my warm up. She was actually finishing up her workout with a walk. We talked the entire time. We exchanged numbers. We exchanged Instagrams. We planned to meet up at an event that the gym is having this week. That conversation, that connection, would that have happened had I not said hi? I don't know. Right? But kind of like what I talked about earlier with shooting your shot, like, you don't ever want to have to live with the regret of, what if I did that thing? What if I, whatever, versus knowing you did the thing and did it work out or not? It doesn't matter if it works out or not. All that matters is you take your chance, you shoot your shot. In those moments where you meet people, where you're doing something new, where you're trying something new, have those conversations with people, strike up conversations. You're at the grocery store, ask the person at the checkout how they're doing. Ask the person in the line behind you how they're doing, the person in front of you. Oh, they're buying something that you wanted to try before. You're like, oh, I've never tried that thing. Like, what is it like? Have you, like, what does it taste like? What is it? You know, like, ask them for their recommendation. Like, literally, conversation with other people does not have to be that hard. And let me tell you something right now. If you're like, DeAndra, will I have social anxiety? I have social anxiety too. Okay? I have social anxiety too. This is coming from the me who overthinks, the me who, there are times when I can feel my body and I feel so awkward about it. I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, you walk into a room and you're like thinking about how you're swinging your arms. You're thinking about like what you're doing with your head. You're thinking, like, you're overthinking everything that you're doing with your body because you feel so out of place. I experienced that. I experienced that too. But what I do is I do everything that I'm talking about in this episode. I'm like, okay, look around. I'm like, okay, make eye contact with people. I'm like, okay, let's strike up a conversation. The first day I walked into that gym, I struck up a conversation with a girl at the front. I literally walked in. I was like, hi, I'm here to see so-and-so for a tour. She was like, oh, okay. And then they had to like find the person who's going to give me the tour. But in that meantime, it was me and the person at the front desk, me and her. So I'm not going to sit there and be awkward and not speak. So I was like, oh, what's your name? Okay, like, how long have you been working there? I was literally chatting it up with her. Someone else came over, one of the trainers. I started talking to him. I was like, what's your name? Found out where he was from, found out that we both moved to Dallas around the same time, struck up a conversation with him. And I think those are the moments where you truly, again, build that confidence, you build those social skills, because you really get to see that everyone is just people. Like, no one is better than you. No one is above you. Having conversations with people remind you that you can hold your own too. The more that I have these conversations, the more that I'm putting myself out there and meeting more people, the more that I'm increasing the probability that I could meet more people that I connect with on that deeper level, the more that I'm increasing the probability that I could meet a person that I might connect with on a romantic level through these different situations. So have the conversations, like have the random conversations. And if you know, say hi to someone, you say good morning, whatever, and they're being kind of like standoffish and rude, like you don't have to continue the conversation. That's their prerogative. If they want to be rude, whatever. Clearly, you know, they need to work on being a nicer person. Because even when I have been having a bad day and I've walked into a place and I've just like not really been in the vibes, if I'm greeted by someone, hi, good morning, whatever, for me, that always puts me in such a better mood because it snaps me out of it. It's like, DeAndra, wait a second, like get out of your own head, like other things are happening here. Okay, number 5, ask questions and use each moment as an opportunity to learn. If you stop seeing things as success or failure, black or white, you're more likely to be confident going into them because you know that either way you're gonna win. So what I mean by this is, build curiosity around the world. Ask questions, ask people questions, ask yourself questions. Put yourself in situations where you may not know everything, but you also understand that you don't need to know everything. So this is a really good one for like career. So say you're ever, you know, in a job or in a meeting, in an interview even, and someone's like, oh, you know, do you know about X, Y, and Z? If you're not familiar with that software, that program, that thing, some people might be like, oh, just lie about it a little bit, you know, lie. But I feel like that's awkward because one, you putting yourself in a position where now you lying about something, say you knowing something, and then that person will be thinking, oh, you know, DeAndra knows about this, I'm gonna go ask her about this next time. It's like, don't ask me about that because I don't know nothing, I was just lying. But now you've exposed yourself, and now, especially if we're talking about career and a team, like now your team, your boss, whoever, can't really trust your word. So I always say it's better to admit that you don't know something, to ask questions, be like, no, I don't know about X, Y, and Z, but I would love to learn. No, I don't know about this, but like, you know, I found this program that I could enroll in that could teach me more about this and I could learn more about this. And I'm willing to do that. The more that you understand that you don't need to know everything, the more that you understand that the moments where you don't know everything, those are beautiful moments because you get to learn. You get to invite your curiosity. I'm talking so damn fast, but you get to really invite your curiosity. Like those moments are so, so, so beautiful. It's not about success or failure, right? It's not about going into something and being like, okay, either I win or I lose. I get the job or I don't. I get the man or I don't. You know, it's not about black and white, winner or lose. It's about knowing that in every situation, like you still gonna win, period. Because even if you quote unquote fail, even if it doesn't work out the way that you wanted to, guess what? You got a lesson, you learned a lesson. Maybe you got an experience out of it. Maybe you got some free food. I don't know what the situation is, but maybe you got some free food out of it. Whatever the case is, there's always something that you can take away from a situation. There's always something you can take away. So you're not ever in a losing position. You feel me? Like you can't never lose. And the more that you realize that and recognize that, the more that you walk into any given situation and the more that you hold your head high and know, you finna walk out winning either way. Whenever I talk about shooting my shot again, you guys, like I said, I've shot my shot several times in life, more than several. I be shooting my shot all the time because I don't care. I be like, listen, we could all go down today. I'm going to say what I got to say to this person. I'm going to shoot my shot. But my thing is like, and sometimes I do overthink. I won't even lie to you. I recently had a moment where I was overthinking a specific thing because I was like, oh, what if? And then I got to the point where I was like, what if what? Because if you shoot your shot and it doesn't pan out, then what? Then that's not for you. That thing isn't for you. You can find something. You're going to find the other thing that is for you. You feel me? So it's like, I'm never going to be in a losing position. I'm going to shoot my shot. If it's a no, if I get rejected, if it goes left, whatever. Okay, cool. Yeah, I might take a little hit to my ego. Yeah, I might be sad for like a little day or two. What am I going to do? I'm going to move on. I'm going to get back up and I'm going to know it's not this, but it's going to be something better. If I shoot my shot and it goes right and it goes great. Oh, fabulous. Great. Lovely. Amazing. I'm happy. I love that for me. There's never a losing moment. You're never going to lose. You're never going to lose. Go into every situation knowing that, feeling that way, inviting the curiosity, inviting the questions. When you are in a meeting, back to the career example, when you are in a meeting, when you are in a place in your career where you're given an assignment and you ask a question or you ask multiple questions, no one is going to think you're stupid. Every time I have been in a career situation where I've been given an assignment and I ask questions, you know what I always hear? Oh, wow, that's a really good question. You know, we didn't think about that. Let's dive into that. So sometimes your questions poke holes in whatever thing that your team or your company wants to work on. And what it does is it actually invites them to fill those holes, to fix things that would have probably went wrong and went left had they moved forward without addressing it. So your questions can often bring about solutions that people didn't even think they needed to find, but they actually did need to find them. But your questions were what brought them to light. So don't underestimate the power of curiosity. Don't underestimate the power of not knowing. It's not naivete. It's more so that you are literally self-aware that you don't know this thing and that you are inviting answers. You want to know. You want to learn. And that's progressive, right? That is actually a good trait to have, to be curious, to want to learn more, to have a hunger to consume, to have a hunger to learn, to have a hunger to improve. That is literally a trait of all successful people. I never read that nowhere, but baby, I'm saying it right now, period. That's a trait of all successful people. All right, my loves, that is today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. If you did, of course, y'all know what to do, okay? On YouTube, thumbs up, comment down below. If you are on Spotify, Apple, any other podcast streaming platform that we love them all, okay? We love them all. If you're on any of the podcast streaming platforms where there are things to rate the podcast, please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed this episode and if you enjoyed the show. And also a written word review as well. It really helps the show to rank and to, you know, get seen by other people. So I really appreciate that. I am grateful to have you guys here, grateful to be here. And I really, truly hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, an amazing week. And of course, if you are not caught up on The Daily Scandal, that's my other podcast. I did an episode on the scam of the 9-to-5. Don't worry for all you guys who have 9-to-5s. I have one too. I'm not bashing the 9-to-5. I am. I'm more so bashing the system of the 9-to-5. Okay, so not the actual jobs we hold. So go ahead and check that one out. That is literally on The Daily Scandal, and that is on Apple, Spotify, all other streaming platforms as well. Thank you so much for being here, my loves. I will chat with you in the very next episode. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.